USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans hunkering down as winter storms pound upstate New York, the Northeast, and the upper Midwest. A concern for Biden administration health officials. Hunkering down with COVID-19 cases on the rise.
What we're doing is concentrating our efforts to make sure the communities that are most at risk get the help first and foremost.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said the administration's offering more free at-home COVID tests and establishing pop-up mobile vaccination sites. The effort also includes providing support for health centers and nursing homes across the country. COVID is one thing, but the regular old flu is not to be ignored. Details from Rich Johnson.
According to new estimates from the Centers for Disease Control, there have been at least 13 million flu cases this year. 120,000 were bad enough to send people to hospitals, and 7,300 people have died. And that's not counting all the other respiratory illnesses of the past months. RSV, strep, COVID, and the common cold. One expert calls it unprecedented. Others say they think the nationwide outbreak is peaking, but some regions of the USA could still experience big waves of illness into early spring. I'm Richard Johnson.
He says it's a move that could have a, quote, chilling impact on journalism. CNN technology correspondent Donnie O'Sullivan issued that warning on Thursday in regards to Elon Musk's recent suspension of several news reporter Twitter accounts.
And then he actually changed Twitter's rules to say anybody else who kind of shares the location of my private jet will also be banned. We didn't do that. I didn't share the live location.
O'Sullivan's Twitter account was suspended Thursday night alongside several other reporters who cover Musk and Twitter at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other outlets. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Picking up the pieces in Louisiana and in the Big Easy following deadly and devastating storms there this week. City streets in New Orleans rocked by a tornado Wednesday, causing damage to several homes in the area. City Sanitation Director Matt Torrey.
Our crews will continue to be working daily, sun up to sundown, until the debris is collected. And we'll work collaboratively with residents to make sure that we're getting them back in good working order at their households.
At least three people are dead elsewhere in Louisiana. New Orleans was also hit by tornadoes back in March. Americans can order four more free COVID-19 tests through the mail. Started today, part of the Biden administration's plan to deal with an increase in COVID cases sparked by indoor holiday gatherings. The test can be ordered on covidtests.gov. The government urging folks to test themselves when they have symptoms and before visiting with family. The U.S. National Archives dumping thousands of new documents, perhaps shedding new light on the Kennedy assassination.
The information comes from about 8,000 documents related to the death of President John F. Kennedy. However, a White House memo adds that there are a number of records that contain information for, quote, continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.